This is Mindful Reflection number 9. I'm Stephen Scatini. Think about this. We're always focused on letting go of reactivity, baggage, to a connected. But to move ahead, it's not just about letting go. We also are cultivating new qualities. And I think the most important is courage. Not bravado, it's not a big, loud, brave declaration. Just, I can do this. And a lot of the doing turns out to be simply accepting. I can accept this. This is the situation. To see it plainly for what it is, without prejudice, without judging it in any way. It's an objective, scientific point of view. Not that we're trying to make a scientific declaration about it. We're simply seeing what is. And along with that goes the recognition that there's something difficult about that, that it requires courage. Because we do tend to spin, to see our life the way we want it to be, hope it to be, expect it to be, think that it should be. These are just some of the layers of denial which we use to supposedly lubricate our life. But if it turns into baggage and reactivity, then where's the lubrication? We're paying more in plain struggle. So sometimes, instead of letting go of the struggle, we have to take courage against the struggle. I can do this. It can seem overwhelming. I have to change all that I am and all that I have ever been and all the habits of my lifetime. But remember, these things are changing every moment, anyway. The way they manifest, the way that they're triggered. With a little touch in the right direction, could you not change these things too, given time? And given time, you can change any habit. That doesn't mean that all the habit goes away, necessarily. Some of those things we learn at a very young age are built into our bodies and minds in ways which are unrecognizable to us because we identify with them so closely. Cultivating courage means being mindful of fear. Fear can make you a bully, it can make you pretentious, it can make you defeatist, it can make you isolated. And it's the nature of fear to shroud itself. So it takes special attention to notice when you are provoked by fear. This is what we're looking for. What motivates me in life? What motivates an emotion? I feel restless. I feel sad. Or even I feel joyful. Where does that come from? Put away your pad and pencil, your textbooks, and just look. See for yourself. Where do those emotions come from? What triggers them? What do you feel now? This is what you look for, what you feel now, and how it relates to the present moment. To what extent it's triggered by things that are happening now, and to what extent is it triggered by the momentum of things past but ingrained and habituated. Do you run on automatic? Just watch and see. Don't judge it. It's normal to go on automatic. That's how we learn. That's how we make our lives comfortable. And yet keeping your eye on it is a good idea, as you'll discover, just by doing it. There's such a thing as too automatic. I mean, you want to be there for your life when it happens, don't you? So take courage. That's all for now. Mindful reflections are thoughts for a mindful mood. More at www.schettini.com.